USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Thank you. I love you too.
Enthusiastic supporters showing up for President Trump's first event since being diagnosed with COVID-19 last week. President Trump, speaking from the White House balcony, says a vaccine is coming out very, very soon.
And we're producing powerful therapies and drugs, and we're healing the sick, and we're going to recover, and the vaccine is coming out very, very quickly in record time, as you know.
Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden, campaigning in Pennsylvania, was asked about the president's event at the White House.
I think it's important the president makes sure that he is clear. He is not a spreader like Dr. Fauci said, the super spreader event he had for the Supreme Court about announcement.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn. Are you in need of a health care program? You're in luck. As a member of Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year, with membership starting as early as the following month. There are no contracts or commitments. There is no network, so you choose your own doctors and hospitals. Starting as low as $349 per month, Liberty HealthShare has programs for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined, I'm a member, my four children are members. Liberty HealthShare saves me $18,000 each year compared to what I was paying for health insurance. Liberty HealthShare is a non-profit ministry. It is not insurance. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of the community of like-minded individuals who come together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 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 or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
No deaths are being reported from Hurricane Delta. Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards says he's very thankful, but noted people still need to be careful in the immediate aftermath. The storm made landfall as a Category 2 hurricane on Friday. USA Radio Network's Val Dior has more on Category 2 storms.
A Category 2 hurricane is defined by winds of 96 to 110 miles per hour, not considered too extreme for those living in a hurricane zone, except this storm, Delta, is hitting the exact same area as Laura did back on August 26th, and she was a Cat 4 storm, leaving many still living in shambles, which means finding adequate shelter might have been tougher than normal. The good news, hurricane season ends on November 30th.
Full containment is drawing near for the Bobcat Fire in Los Angeles National Forest. The blaze has blackened over 115,000 acres and is listed at 90% containment. USA Radio News.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, get two MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
Many legal experts agree it's going to be difficult to find something from federal court judge Amy Coney Barrett's past that would derail her elevation to the U.S. Supreme Court. USA Radio Network's John Clemens reports.
Hiram Sasser, executive counsel at First Liberty, tells us Judge Barrett's record was scrutinized 3 years ago when many of the same senators approved her position for the Chicago-based Seventh Circuit Court of Appeals.
I'm sure there will be a spectacle that some people will try to create, but in reality, it really should be almost perfunctory. But they won't let that happen.
Senate Judiciary Committee Chairman Lindsey Graham of South Carolina expects the committee will clear her nomination by October 26th. For the USA Radio Network, I'm John Clemens.
A focus group of Michigan voters gave its reaction to the VP debate. These voters supported Obama in 2012, but backed Trump in 2016. One of the respondents saying Biden's not going to make it 4 years, so Kamala Harris is going to be president, and I have zero trust she can be president, so I'm picking the lesser of two evils at this point, that being Donald Trump. In NBA Finals action, the Miami Heat forced a Game 6, beating the Los Angeles Lakers on Friday night, 111-108. Game 6 set for Sunday at 7:30 p.m. Eastern Time. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.